SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
At just 6 years old, Tanya Nasiri and her family made a perilous journey to Australia by boat. Born in Iran, she says the process of starting a new life in Australia has been lengthy.
We were in the refugee camps for a while and we learnt English, conversational English there. And I just kind of started going to school.
Now age 17, a new amendment to the Migration Act has made her and her family fear they may be forced to return to their country of origin. Tanya says her opposition to the Iranian government may put her at risk.
This new bill, it makes me scared. It makes me anxious. Because what if I do get sent back? What am I going to do then? The government already knows I'm against it. They just need any excuse to lock me up, really. And they're not above that.
The proposed law would compel hundreds of non-citizens who've been refused a visa to voluntarily leave Australia or face imprisonment. Another provision would empower the immigration minister to designate countries which do not accept deported migrants as removal concern countries. Citizens from those countries, such as Iran and Iraq, would no longer be able to apply for a visa to Australia. This move would effectively block access to Australia for a majority of residents, although there are exemptions including partners or immediate family members. Rita Jabri-Markwell, a legal advisor for the Australian Muslim Advocacy Network, says community groups are worried about the granting of what have been called godlike powers to the immigration minister.
It looks like it could very well pass, so we are very concerned. This bill concentrates a lot of power in the hands of the minister, what many people describe as godlike powers. It is concentrating power in a way that departs from democratic principles, and this should be a concern to all Australians.
She says the changes to the Migration Act could set a worrying standard for laws that could be viewed as undemocratic and even authoritarian.
I don't use this term lightly, but it is sliding into fascist type of legislation, because where you have that concentration of political power over people's lives leading to discrimination, big alarm bells do ring.
The government has previously stated that the bill won't change Australia's protection obligations for those with genuine refugee claims. But while it remains before the Senate, the Greens are demanding it be scrapped. Senator David Shoebridge says it is fundamentally flawed.
This is a bill that can't be amended to be made safe. It's not a bill that can be buffed and polished to comply with human rights obligations. At its core is a deep racist set of powers proposed for the immigration minister. There's a genuine sense of fear in multicultural Australia, in diaspora communities, about what this bill means for them and their families and their connections.
Batia Shakiba, a lawyer for the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, says the government shows hypocrisy by standing against what it deems oppressive regimes like Iran while threatening to send women back there to face potential repercussions.
We've seen the government and the coalition coming together supporting the women from Iran in the rallies in the past, but this bill is doing exactly the opposite.
17-year-old Tanya says while the bill continues to be debated, her and her family are living in a state of complete uncertainty.
You know, I'm in year 12 right now and I should be, you know, studying for my exams and, you know, out partying with my mates. But, you know, every day I wake up and I'm stressed out thinking, oh, maybe, you know, today's the day I'm going to get deported. We all just live in uncertainty and it's driving us insane, frankly.
Sam Dover, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.